Oh, yes, it's another episode of Raw Mind Sports. I'm your host, Ryan Jones. Raw Thoughts, Raw Mind is on the way. We have third round North Carolina High School Association playoffs coming up. We got quite a few 2-5-2 teams that are here, still in the playoffs. We don't know how long they're going to be here, but we have some that's going to be here a lot longer than others, pretty much. And we'll talk about some more in high school, and I'm going to give my Raw Thoughts. Here we go, Raw Minds, Raw Thoughts. You already know how it goes. Hit my music.
You're on time to talk sports with Raw Mind. Game day, who plays with updates of all kinds? From press box to sideline, who got cut, who got signed? Who's clutch when it's crunch time? The starting lineup or the pine? These athletes compete some without even trying. You want a championship, you gotta grind. When them bright lights shine and this game go nine, they gon' cover the story, not quite like Ryan. Exclusive interviews, dudes plug like Mike Line. He's got the inside scoop of why, who got fine. Prime time, got the game statistics. I could say, if you wasn't at the game, you missed it. But now Raw Mind Sports covers the distance. Front row, that's close like a coach's assistant. You wanna be in the know? Eyes open and listen. This is Raw Mind Sports, another edition.
And first and foremost, before I get started, shout out to my guy Nove, man. And I can't wait to meet his uncle, Tat Rabbit, because Tat Rabbit is a funny guy. I need him on the show. Tat Rabbit is somebody I want to be festive with and have a little fun with, because he loves a party. And I'm always up for a party. I'm always with the high energy anyway. So, yeah, shout out to Nove on the intro. So before we start, man, this show is sponsored. Brought to you by Essential Collections by Monica Ritz. Essential Collections. Use the promo code RAWMIND. Use the promo code RAWMIND. Get a 15% discount on all her products. www.essentialscollection.square.site. Amazing. Handmade, homegrown products out of her home. Yes, she has a degree. She's a doctor. So we call her Dr. Monica Ritz, by the way. So she's very qualified to handle all those products. And she thought about these products basically about, you know, her children, skincare, what she could do to help. And with her field of work, it actually helped her just kind of learn more to how these products can actually help anybody else. And I feel like that's something that you guys should try out. You know, very, very affordable products, you know, from skincare conditioner. That's basically lotion for people who don't know what that is. Then you have, you know, body wash. She has all types of body wash. She also has like soap balms for kids, you know, with colds that help with, you know, the pores, making sure they're getting the right nutrients and making sure it's getting out the right way. So definitely use the promo code RAWMIND. Use the promo code RAWMIND. You get a 15% discount. Just check out the website if you don't do nothing else. Check it out. See what's going on. Essential Collections by Monica Ritz. And with that being said, you know, it's the third round of the North Carolina High School Association playoffs. And it's a few teams that I was looking at that I want to discuss right now. And by the way, man, before I, you know, high school playoffs here, just seeing a lot of teams in my local area in the 252 still being in the playoffs in the third round, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool, man. Like to see these teams still out here playing. And, you know, my hometown is Tarboro, of course. Anybody who don't know, you know, Raw Thoughts, I still can't be biased, but, you know, I love Tarboro. That's my hometown. But, you know, I just want to talk about a few teams now that are still in the basketball playoffs. Although, you know, the hometown's not in the playoffs right now, Tarboro basketball. But they played against a team that's still in the playoffs, in North Duplin, that's still in here. And they're going to have to face a juggernaut in Wilson Prep. But we'll get to that in a few. But first, I want to start off, man. You know, I want to talk about, you know, the game that I probably will be in the building for. And that's Northern Nash versus West Oak down in Fayetteville. And let me tell you, man, Northern Nash got some stars. You know, they met up earlier this year on January 13th, and Northern Nash lost 81-56. But it was a heavy dose of the Wolverines led by their go-to guy, Ari Fulton, and Malachi Allen. Both had 14 points that game against Northern Nash, January 13th. And Hall, they had a few role players. Hall had 11 points. Josie had 10 points. And Miller had 10 points. So, you know, they had a collaboration of role players that were able to steal, you know, help out in that game. But, you know, the Knights, of course, were led by the football commit out of Campbell, Randall King, with 16 points, 5 rebounds. Rosser with 11 points, 4 rebounds. And Malavoy had 14 points and 4 rebounds. You had some good quality scoring from Northern Nash and that, but I guess those role players from Westover did enough to, like, get them over the hump. Well, technically get them into even a better position because they had more here. I think those five players I just named from the Wolverines, kind of helped out outside of Ari Fulton and Malachi Allen, who are the two leading scorers on this year. This game will be interesting because it's going to be a rematch. They both got film on each other. The Wolverines, of course, of Westover dominated Northern Ash Knights the first game in January 13th. But I think, you know, Northern Ash has some film now. Maybe this game could be a lot closer. But I'm going to tell you now, it's going to be tough going down there in Fayetteville into Wolverines country. This team is loaded. Ari Fulton is the real deal, folks. Ari Fulton is really good. I know Randall King is really good in multiple sports, although he's got a scholarship, full ride to Campbell in football, and he's dynamic. He's just a great player, and Rosser is too. But this game cannot get out of hand. This game cannot get out of hand. I'm talking about for the first quarter. Because if it gets out of hand and you in their country, because they played on a neutral site, I want to say January 13th. They played on a neutral site. But this game is in Westover. And if they get up by 20 points, my guy's coming back home early. Now I want him to come back home early. I want this game to be extremely close from the beginning to the end. Because I know Northern Ash has some talent. And I think they're... You know, they have a lot of upperclassmen this year. So it's kind of like the experience factor, I guess, for Northern Ash. I don't know what's going to happen the next few seasons, but I know Randall King, this is last year. This is last shebang, you know, and I think he wants to go out and try to keep the Knights' playoff hopes alive. And the way to doing that is not getting down by so many early in the game. This game has to stay close for Northern Ash to even be in the game or to even pull the upset. It has to be close the entire game. It can't be no lack. It can't be no fall off because this Westover team is trying to play for a state championship. Although they don't have – they're the number two seed, I want to say, in the playoffs. And I'm telling you now, you're going to have to play your best ball. And right now, the good news for the Wolverines, they keep winning. They play home until they play the number one seed in the Eastern bracket of North Carolina High School Association playoffs. So this game – both teams are experienced with each other this season. So we'll see how this game goes. You know how sometimes you play a team twice. One time you may blow them out twice because the team just not better than you. Then you have those games where maybe you just had a bad game. This could be the situation. Maybe it was a bad game for Northern Ash. We don't know. But we do know is they got a chance to redeem themselves Tuesday night. Now, will that happen? I don't know. I will see Tuesday. And this is like one of the games I think I got on my plate. I think I might have to take that ride down there to the 910 to Cumberland County and see what this Wolverines team is talking about. You know, so, you know, I interviewed Randall King earlier this year in football, but, you know, I want to be able to see these guys up. And I haven't seen them play, honestly, raw thoughts this season face-to-face with my eyes outside of just highlights and seeing things. Westover to Ari Fulton, and I haven't seen them play face-to-face either outside my eyes. So I think it's a game I want to see. It's a must-see game. I think it's probably the best game in the third-round playoffs because the other ones I'm about to talk about right now. So with that being said, you know, I feel like, you know, it should be the advantage of the Wolverines, but I think the Northern Ash Knights are going to, you know, when you're in a corner and you got to fight your way out the corner, I think that's what the Northern Ash Knights are going to do in the corner. So, you know, I want to make sure that's the situation we possibly see. So I'm just excited for that. Just let alone just truly, truly excited to see how this game is going to pan out. And I really feel that they're going to have to come out swinging against this team. I had it wrong. But so anyway, outside of that, you know, I just appreciate just watching the third round of the playoffs and, you know, seeing how these games are going to go. And I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry I hit some by accident, people. I'm sorry about that. Technical difficulties. So, anyway, by the way, you know, this episode is also sponsored by Grillville Barbecue North Carolina. Follow them on Instagram. Follow them on Facebook. Amazing food truck, grill food, soul food for the soul, from ribs to collards. It's a whole bunch of good stuff on that truck. So with that being said, they're always around in Eastern North Carolina. Somewhere they'll pull up on you. If you need them for catering, feel free to reach out to them at grillvillebarbecuenorthcarolina.com. All right, so this is the next game. Former Central Jazz versus North Duplin. I'll tell you, North Duplin has got to the third round. A lot of people think that Tarver should have beat him the first round. but they survived. They won their last round, of course, in the second round. Now they face the defending two. Do I got it right? No, I got it wrong. I'm sorry, people. I got it wrong one. I don't know how I did that. Let me rephrase that real quick. I got that wrong right there. I meant to say Southwest Onslow. Raw Thoughts, you'll get a mistake from me anytime. So please forgive me on that one. I don't know how I messed that up. All right. All right, here we go. Now we have the defending state champions. Former Central Jazz versus Southwest Onslow. Southwest Onslow has been led by Rue Chapman at 12.9 points a game. Malachi Hutchinson, 10.3 points a game. And Quaden Holder at 8.5 points a game. Then, of course, you got former Central, the juggernaut, the defending state champs, two-way state champs, who have been led by MJ Williams, averaging 16 points per game. Tyler Whitehurst has 15.4 points per game. And then Hampton Evans as a 12 points per game. I look for a rematch in the state championship. I'm going to go ahead and tell you now, former Central Jazz have been dominated the entire season. They lost to Reesville in a rematch at the John Wall Invitational early this season. But I look for the rematch. Is that's my prediction. 2A rematch. Reesville versus former Central. State championship for it all. I'm telling you now, MJ Williams is on special people. MJ Williams can do it all. He is one of them guards that he just makes the smart play every single time. You know, and he gets all his guys involved. And they got guys all over the floor, man. They're very, very scrappy. Former Central is a scrappy team defensively. People always talk about how good former Central is from scoring, and they like to talk about it from an offensive perspective as fans. I'm here to tell you, former Central gets after it on defense. This is why former Central is to the next level. Not just the ability to score, but Coach Williford at former Central has these guys playing extremely scrappy on defense. And teams who are not ready for that scrappiness be down by 20 before you know it. Just like that. Quietly, before you know the game started. Oh, they already down by 20 because they know how to generate turnovers, get easy fast breaks, move the ball well, and they move it well. MJ Williams is the floor general. He leads them in putting the ball where he needs to put it at. Lefty, you know, he can shoot the ball, get to the rim. He can do a lot, man, for those guys. And I ain't naming all the other players, but I'm just saying him being the floor general gets all those players. He could have a 10-point game. But you got so many guys that can shoot the three, like Chris Hotlight Rose, you know, coming off. Then you got Hampton Evans, and then you have other guys who can shoot the three. It's a lot of guys on that team. Then you have the big guy, the big kid that came from Greenfield last season. He could get down and get dirty down low. Like, this team is equipped for another state championship. And I'm telling you now, I can't wait. Get your popcorn ready, because I'm quite sure this former Central Jaguars teams is itching to hope and pray they play against Reesville again. So that's what they say in these days. Get their lit back from early this season at the John Wall. And they're ready, because this is where it counts. John Wall, big deal tournament. But winning the state championship is another big deal game. It's a big deal. And the former Central Jaguars, I expect them simply to get back to the state championship. That's just my raw thoughts. Those are my raw thoughts on that one. Now I'm going to the Wilson Prep Tigers, the defending 1A state champions, Wilson Prep Tigers. By the way, I was down there this Friday talking with Coach Atkinson and their leading scorer, Ben Ferguson. And let me tell you, man, this is my first time being to Wilson Prep. I felt like I was treated like a king down there. You know, I felt like a king down there. They treated me with royalty when they saw me. I don't even know why. I don't even know how I got the treatment, but I felt good. Put me up in a nice little, I called the press box, all those upstairs. They made sure I was well-equipped, comfortable, whatever I needed, food, whatever. It was coming to me. They told me, don't even move. They said, don't even move. They said, we got you. What you need, just stay right there. Sit where you at. We got you. Felt like I was at a five-star restaurant or something. But not only that, man, I'm up there, the energy, the culture. Coach Agassin is, you know, doing everything the youngsters do. You know, he has a different philosophy in how he does things, but it works. And, you know, outside of that, you know, it's a show me coach type of style that he talked about in the interview in the post game. It's the show me type of person. So he has to show and tell before they can buy in. And a lot of people like to, and you know, I guess other coaches have their own philosophy. That's what it is, raw thoughts. But his way of doing it, and he still listens to the players after the game and talking, like he's still implementing discipline as well, from being successful adults after high school to going to college. It's a lot of things he was doing, but he just has a little flavor to it. He was a high energy guy, is what he said. But the environment, the dancing, the music, the energy to go in there, that's like Cameron Indoor. That's like Cameron Indoor going into Wilson Prep, because that energy is just different in that building. That's probably like one of the most, I mean, I've been in Farm for Central. That's a big gym, and it's the energy is there. But going into the dungeon or into the Tiger's Den or, you know, whatever they want to call it, it's just different. I see them going back to the state championship. And Coach was saying about the Stokes, the high school Stokes, already said they already been predicted to beat Wilson Prep. So Wilson Prep is already prepping game by game, but they're going to make that game personal, is what he said in the interview. It's going to be on that board who they have to face. And Coach Agassin got these guys rolling. North Duplin, you know, has gotten here, and they were led by – North Duplin was led by – oh, let me find it. Do I got it? I thought I had it. Hold on a second. Raw mind, raw thoughts. Oh, here we go. I'm sorry. North Duplin was led by DeJuan Onwood, 15.7 points per game. I don't know if his brother, cousin, whoever, it's Onwood, but I don't know if they brother some kin. I don't know. You know how they go. Sometimes you have the same last name, still not be no kin to each other. Onwood, 10.5 points per game. I haven't really done anything or seen anything on North Duplin, so raw thoughts. This is what you get on Raw Mind, Raw Thoughts. Some things I'm just talking from here because I haven't seen anything, so I'm just giving you the stats. I got, by the way, for Max Preps on North Duplin. Those guys, 15 points per game, went Onwood. DeJuan Onwood, 15 points per game. Donovan Onwood, 10.5 points per game. Makai Lassine has 11.1 points per game. But, you know, like I said, Wilson Prep is led by Ben Ferguson, which I interviewed. They call him Smiley on my Instagram feed, you know, because he's just a happy guy. He looks like he's very calm, very, very aggressive, could get to the rim with anybody. And in his heart and mind, he can't be stopped, which I get it. Keep playing, young man. Keep playing. Keep doing your thing. So he's averaging 16.4 points per game. Brandon Anderson, 11.4 points per game. And Leslie Mentor at 12.8. But I'm going to tell you now, this Wilson Prep's team can shoot the rock. Like, I ain't seen a team shoot like that all year. Like, they shoot lights out. They did play against a tough former Central team, which I think was great for them to, like, see where that game is at, because former Central is probably the most dominant team in the 252 area, you know, just honestly in boys. But seeing them play against them and then seeing them play now, like I think they was well equipped for this moment right here. And I'm telling you, if this team, the Wilson Prep Tigers, shoot the basketball like they did the other night against Northside Pinetown, whew, it's going to be ugly, because Stokes better watch out. Because I'm telling you now, that's my prediction. Wilson Prep getting back to state championship. And those are my raw thoughts. Those are my raw thoughts on that. That's the thing with me on that end right there with the Wilson Prep in North Duplin. I just think Coach Agassin is doing an amazing job, you know, making sure these guys are well-equipped to being where they need to be at. On that end. All right, so my next game now is we're going to girls basketball. No, North Pitt girls versus Nat Central girls out of Rocky Mount. North Pitt is out of Bethel, Nat Central girls out of Rocky Mount. I'm just telling you, I have watched the North Pitt girls play a lot this season, and they have an amazing duo and Zamaria Jones and Jordan Spieler. But people don't ever talk about the role players. Like, no matter how well though that dynamic duo plays, they have to give the ball to the role players. And the role players got to finish, right? And they have girls that actually finish. So everybody puts a spotlight on those two girls, which is good, because those two girls, of course, logically, though, if you want the ball in somebody's hands as a coach, and coach the Rampage always discuss, you know, of course you would want them with the ball, but he always discusses how good the team is overall. Like, they have a good team. They have other finishers. And of course, those guys are top two, but you still got other people that can still finish. So these girls could probably start on any other team in the area. Just honestly, the role players on that team, you probably start on any other team in the area. So I'm gonna start here first, man. North Pitt girls. Now let's start with Nat Central girls, because I haven't seen Nat Central girls, but apparently Ja'Kayla Gay has averaging 12.8 points a game. Natalia Lane is averaging 7.3. Lydia Hill is averaging 6.3. I'm assuming the coach in Nat Central is hoping to slow down this North Pitt girls train, and it train is rolling. I'm talking about almost to the point where it's going off the training rails, but it's rolling. And I don't know, it's going to be a tough task to go into to North Pitt's home and beat them. It's just going to be tough. But they are rolling, and they have a high-octane motor that doesn't stop. And, of course, as I just said previously, you know, North Pitt girls is led by Zamaria Jones, who's averaging 25.4 points a game. NC State commit that's going to NC State. Then you have Jordan Spieler that's averaging 16.5 points a game. Then you have, I call her the big girl, you know, get out the way, move out the way. They call her Lightfoot. Lightfoot, people, a lot of people don't give her credit with her due justice right now, but that girl down low can ball. She can ball. And she's one of the girls they give it to when they need to finish. They need the ISO. They need the post up. They give it to Lightfoot. Lightfoot, smooth with the feet, footwork, swift. Whatever you need to say about that, she can get it done. And then nobody ever talks about the other guard that's for North Pitt girls. You know, Edwards. Edwards is averaging 9.6 points a game. She can shoot. She can hit the fadeaway. She gets a lot of shots. She gets, like, the open shots. Like, she has a little move, the hip, the pump, the side-to-side step back. You know, she has a lot of moves, too. And Edwards is going to be key in this playoff run as well. You know, you have the two girls. I'm quite sure every coach is trying to figure out how they're going to stop Jordan Spieler and Zamaria Jones. But I understand those role players can still do what they need to do to get it done. They could pop up on you, have 15 points. They could pop up on you, have 10, 11 points. I'm just telling you. I'm saying this North Pitt girls team, you know, they trying to go out with a bang with Zamaria Jones leaving. This is her last year. And this might be the icing on the cake for Zamaria Jones hoisting that state championship trophy at the end of the state championship. And then she goes on and starts her college career journey. You know, and Jordan Spieler after that can say, I'm ready to create my legacy. And I want to add more gold down in Bethel. And Jordan Spieler is going to be that one that's going to step up even more. You know, Zamaria Jones is here now. She's going to go out with a bang. I feel like North Pitt girls are going to win state championship. And then Jordan Spieler says, okay, now it's time to get back to work. We need more gold. I'll be a sophomore and I want more. I ain't just settling for one. I want more. And I think that's what's going to happen. And their work is going to prove night in and night out. And Jordan Spieler is going to prove, even after this year, work still has to get done. And I have to get better and better each and every second, every chance I get. Those are my raw thoughts right there. You know, you can subscribe to me on Raw Mind Sports, you know, on all podcast platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify. Tune in, rawmindsports.com. I have a website, rawmindsports.com. If you want to just go directly there to pull up the episode that's about to go out. And you know, let me know your thoughts, man. I'm just excited for the third round of playoffs. I'm going to come back to you with the fourth round of playoffs. Then we're going to talk state championship, you know, and then I'm going to go into baseball, you know, and talk baseball and the numbers in baseball, you know, in the area. So I can't wait. With that being said, you already see what time it is. Raw Mind, Raw Thoughts is –